There once lived a king who was so very kind to the Jewish people. They were able to learn Hashem's holy Torah and practice all of the lovely mitzvos in total freedom. In appreciation for his kindness, the Jewish people would do all in their power to bring honor and delight to His Majesty the King. In fact, one of the greatest honors they would display would be when the king himself would make his yearly visit to their city, and the rabbi would greet him with a Sefer Torah. The king realized that the Torah was their most precious and treasured possession, and therefore was so deeply impressed with this unusual honor. Now, just like in the times of Esther and Mordecai, there was a cruel and wicked Haman who was so jealous of the Jewish people and therefore tried to do them harm by asking the king to forbid them to learn Torah and practice the mitzvos. So the same happened in this story. There was a cruel and wicked officer called Ivan. He too was so jealous of the Jewish people and therefore tried to stir up some trouble against them. But each time, he would fail, and this would make him so much more jealous and angry than ever before. I must find a way to get the king to take away their freedom of learning Torah and practicing mitzvahs, Ivan thought to himself. Finally, one day, he came up with a very sly and cruel plot through which he tried to do harm to the Jewish people. And this is what he planned to do. Early one morning, he came knocking at the door of Chaim the Shamus. Chaim was the one who took care of the shul, the synagogue. Oh, come right in. Please sit down and make yourself comfortable, Chaim said softly to the stranger. Please tell me, what is your name? My name is Ivan, and I have something very important to tell you. Go right ahead, please. Go right ahead. Well, this has been bothering me for quite a while, and I finally decided to do something about it. I don't understand, sir. Please explain. You see, the Holy Torah is your most precious and treasured possession. Isn't that so?
Why, of course,
answered Chaim.
Why, of course.
Then can you explain to me, why do you treat it with such disrespect?
Disrespect? What do you mean by that?
Chaim asked in surprise. Well, when His Majesty the King comes to town, the rabbi goes out to greet him with the Sefer Torah.
I think that's disrespectful.
After all, a Torah belongs in the Holy Ark, and not in the streets.
Chaim listened carefully, and then said to Ivan, True, the Torah belongs in the Holy Ark, and not in the streets. But I would like you to know that the Torah itself commands us to show honor and respect to His Majesty the King. And what greater honor can we display than to greet His Majesty with the Torah itself?
Well, Chaim, Ivan said, I have a great idea. If you will listen to me, I will show you how you could honor the King as you did until now, and yet, at the same time, show honor and respect to the Holy Torah. Oh, please tell me, said Chaim. What do you have in mind?
Well, the next time His Majesty the King comes to visit your city, you will greet him with a make-believe Sefer Torah. That is, from the outside, it will be beautifully decorated with a beautiful velvet cover and many gold and silver ornaments. But Chaim, from the inside, it would be empty, and the king would never know the difference.
So you see, Chaim, said Ivan, the king will receive his honors thinking that it is a real Sefer Torah.
And at the same time, the Torah will also be honored, for the real Torah will remain where it belongs, that is, in the Holy Ark, and only the make-believe Torah will be used to greet the king.
Strangely enough, Chaim the Shamus agreed and got busy to prepare the make-believe Torah with which he was going to greet His Majesty the King. It was the night before the king was to come and visit the city that the rabbi had a very strange dream. There he was, standing in the shul, right next to the Aron HaKodesh, the Holy Ark, when all of a sudden he heard a voice calling to him.
Torah's Emes, a true Torah. Torah's Emes, a real Torah.
The rabbi woke up and looked around. He wondered, oh my, what a strange dream. What a strange dream. And he went back to sleep again. And just as he fell asleep, he heard the same voice calling.
Torah's Emes, a true Torah. Torah's Emes, a real Torah.
The rabbi woke up and called out, oh my, that same strange dream again. I just can't figure it out. What is the meaning to this? Well, dear children, as the rabbi went back to sleep again and had the very same dream for the third time, he realized that something was wrong. Quickly, he got dressed and ran to the shul to examine the Sefer Torah that Chaim the Shamus prepared for him. And you can imagine how surprised he was to find out that it was not a real Sefer Torah after all, even though it looked so real from the outside. Aha! So this is what the dream is all about, said the rabbi. Now I understand. Quickly, he exchanged the make-believe Sefer Torah for a real one and returned home without telling anyone what had happened.
Now the cruel and wicked Ivan told the king that the Jewish people really don't honor him at all, for they greet him with a make-believe Sefer Torah. What? Called out the king. A make-believe Sefer Torah? How can they do such an awful thing like that? If it is true what you are saying, I will have to punish them severely. But remember, Ivan, if you are wrong, your life will be worthless for embarrassing me in front of all of those innocent and peace-loving people. Well, dear children, just like in the days of Mordechai and Esther, when the very same tree that Haman planned to use to hang Mordechai was used in hanging Haman himself, so the same in this story. Hashem helped the Jewish people through a miracle, and the same plot through which the wicked Ivan wished to do harm to them turned against him, and he was so severely punished. Yes, dear children, this is what we recite in our daily prayers. Utsu Eitza, they may make a plan, the Sufar, but it will be foiled. Dabru Davar, they may say something, the Lo Yakum, but nothing will come out of it. Ki Imanu Kael, for Hashem is with us.